This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time, Brittany. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Adopt. A-D-O-P-T. Adopt. Adopt is this hour's code word. Text ADOPT to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. ADOPT. Text that to 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. ADOPT is this hour's code word. We're going to do some music here. Nicki Minaj. I'm going to start there.
Have you seen the cover of her album?
I heard about it. Is it the ass end one or is it cleavage?
No, she's just wearing pasties on top of her boobs.
Can you pull it up?
She's on a tree branch and she's got her legs spread and her arm is positioned in a way to sort of cover
her
woman area.
Mm. Let me zoom in real quick.
But, she's like dressed like a Egyptian something.
Yeah.
Like a cat on a tree.
Yeah.
She does look like Cleopatra with pasties.
Huh. Ah. So her arm's covering.
Yeah. She's not straddling the tree, which is what I assumed she would be doing. She's got like a leg up on a higher part of the branch and a knee pointed forward. Facing the camera.
I wonder what kind of message she's trying to send.
What message is she trying to send?
Yeah, let's try to decipher this. The Egyptians needed more strippers?
I don't know.
Yeah. Neither. It's a mystery. But the record's out. It's her fourth album. Fans apparently have been waiting for this forever. It was actually supposed to come out on June 15th. It got postponed. It was slated for last Friday. She postponed it again to get the rights to a Tracy Chapman sample. So the new release was supposed to be this Friday. But last Friday, she dropped it as a surprise release anyway. So it came out a week early, but also 2 months late. So it's out now. There's a diss track on there called Barbie Dreams, where she name drops a bunch of rappers who have supposedly tried to sleep with her over the years. She names 11 dudes in the song.
Oh, wow.
Most of the lyrics are extremely R-rated. The names include Drake, Meek Mill, Eminem, DJ Khaled, 50 Cent.
You going to start with that one?
Giants. Oh, sure. Do you have that ready?
I sure do.
All right.
I can't tell. Does that mean she liked Eminem or she didn't?
No. Well, she said that she didn't do these guys. These are guys who tried to get her that she didn't do.
Oh,
yeah. She says it's not a diss track. She's just trying to be funny.
Oh.
And she actually loves all the guys she's clowning on.
Oh, all right.
When you hurt people's feelings and you go, I was joking.
Yeah, I was just joking.
I was kidding.
Hello. It's like, oh, well, I guess I can't really be mad anymore. She also, so the song in question with the Tracy Chapman lyrics or with the Tracy Chapman sample, Tracy said no. So it's not on the album. However,
which one was she trying to sample? I forgot.
She was trying to sample a Tracy Chapman song called "Baby, Can I Hold You," which were you able to find the actual song? I don't either. I know "Fast Car" really.
Yeah,
that's about it. So the album does not include this song. Her song is called "Sorry," and Tracy Chapman said no, but it is online. I guess you can find it if you look for it, but she was not, for some reason, legally allowed to include it on the album. So were you able to find...
Maybe she was sampling the sample?
I don't know.
And someone leaked it?
I don't know why Tracy said no, and supposedly that was the holdup for the release date.
Well, someone leaked it as they leaked it. They made a song. There's no way they were like, gonna just put that as this, so they leaked it. They're like,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
what,
we want people to hear the song.
I don't know if it's on anything official or if it's just randomly.
It's on YouTube,
online.
And I haven't edited it yet. Sorry.
Okay.
But I have six other songs from her album. If you want,
yeah, give me another song.
All right, here's you heard Chun Li already, right? Do you want to hear that again or?
Yeah, remind me of that one. I don't remember it.
I think you saw this on SNL one night.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ding Dong, Poopy Scoopy.
This next one's called Come See Me.
Who's the guest? Do you know? I don't think Nikki sings.
I don't see that.
Yeah, she sings. Is this her rapper? I don't know if it's her singing, but she's a rapper and a singer.
It's got to be her, right?
I would think so.
I don't know. Wow, this is so un-Nicki Minaj-like.
It's pretty.
It is.
I know. It's a little calm, huh? After hearing the other stuff.
I like that song. I think it was on her last album, the one where the guys, you know, she's a stripper and the guy's giving her money. That's my favorite Nicki Minaj song.
Is it really?
What song is that?
I don't know. You used to play it all the time in the montage.
Oh, the Stupid Ho one?
No, Stupid Ho's good too.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I'm a stupid ho. I'm a stupid, stupid ho.
It has a guest rapper.
I think she's saying you're a stupid.
You're a stupid hoe. You're a stupid stupid hoe.
But let Hooman sing it the way he wants to sing it.
I'm a stupid hoe. I'm a stupid hoe.
I mean, are you referring to Anaconda or
no?
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
No, I really want to know now.
We used to play it in the montage. It was she's a stripper and she's like, "Give me mo."
Oh, throw some mo.
There it is.
Right.
I love this song.
All right,
I can't remember it, but I love it. It's funny. The first time I ever heard it, my kids played it for me. I was like, oh my God, is this what you're listening to?
Yeah, I know.
Throw some mo.
So this song is actually a Ray Shrimmert song.
Oh.
And she's a feature on it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you want more from Nicki's album? Or?
Yeah, give me one more.
All right.
I really wish I had that Tracy Chapman one.
I can get that for you if you...
Yeah, get it. I'll ask for it later.
Okay. So...
You don't have to rush.
You've heard this one. This is with Ariana Grande.
Wow, this is actually, like, for her, I feel like it's a kind of a mellow album. You know?
Yeah.
Nothing really, like, in your face. And anyway, there you go. Her
Except
new
for the
out.
Album cover.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of in your face. So the charts this week... there are a few things on here. The Greatest Showman soundtrack is still in the top 10 at number 10. 25,000 copies of this. Oh, listen to them singing. Oh, hey, we have a question for Vinny, don't we?
We sure do. The Bay Area is dying to know. Did you and Isla watch it over the weekend?
Watch what?
The Greatest Showman.
We did not.
After we gave her the shout out on the air.
We did go swimming at the Bay Club.
Oh.
What about the movie?
We didn't watch the movie. If you take a kid and work them out real good, they're nowhere to be found come nighttime. They're like,
I'm going to bed.
And parents love that. Yeah. I love it. I shouldn't speak for
around.
All the parents, but boy, when you see that kid like, I'm so tired. Oh. That's too
bad. My job is done.
Have a good one.
My work here is through.
Bye-bye.
Does she walk herself to her bed or you guys take her there?
Depends. Usually her mom takes her there and they have a little routine that they go through. I walk through, give her a kiss, split, and get my own, I have to put myself to bed too at the same time.
Do your little routine?
Yeah, I do my little routine.
Number 9 is the Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again soundtrack. 28,000 copies of that.
Sorry,
quite all right. I get that you're probably looking for the Tracy Chapman thing.
No, I have it. Oh. I'm just editing it right now.
At number 8 is the question mark record from XXXTentacion, 33,000 copies of that. They've rounded up all the people they think are responsible for his murder now. That
like
came
four
through
dudes,
last
right?
Week. Yeah. I guess the last dude they picked up, they looked at his phone and he had searched things like accessory to murder.
That's dumb.
Well... I guess you want to know what you're looking at, right?
Yeah.
At number 7 is Cardi B, 35,000 copies of Invasion of Privacy. Number 6 is Gucci Bag. Goodbye and Good Riddance is number 6. That's Juice WRLD, 38,000 copies of that. Is everything okay over there?
He's editing.
Yeah,
he's playing
yeah,
so
just
much
doing,
that his
I'm
computer's going to blow up on us.
At once right now. Sorry. She Bad, right?
She Bad.
Gucci Bag.
Gucci Bag.
Yeah, we heard that.
No, this is the one we just heard. We're looking for Juice WRLD, Goodbye and Good Riddance.
Oh, that's 38. What I had ready to go. Sorry.
Oh, great. We've got a debut record in 5th place. It's YG, Stay Dangerous, 56,000 copies of this. Number 4 is...
Who was that?
It's YG. YG.
I didn't hate that. All right.
Beer Bongs and Bentleys is number 4. That's Post Malone.
Better now.
Go, Hooman.
This song's everywhere, man.
Let you down, let you down.
58,000 copies of that. Debuting in third place is Ariana Grande's ex, Mac Miller. He sold 66,000 copies of Swimming. Guess who's number two this week?
Drake.
Drake falls to number two.
Oh, no.
He still sold 117,000 copies of Scorpion.
Look at Uzi dancing.
Because you know what I think when I hear this song?
Rudy.
You think of Rudy dancing next to the car.
I think of my friend Rudy.
Our friend Rudy.
Yeah, our friend Rudy.
Yeah, our friend.
He's pretty much my friend.
What?
I just let you guys use him.
Oh.
Well, I'm using
so
him a
wait
lot.
A minute. Let me get this straight. If we contact him without talking to you, we're in trouble, right?
Totally.
Oh, yeah, friend hopping.
No friend hopping.
Jesus.
Serious.
She laughs, but she means it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even have his number, so you're not getting it.
That's true.
And your new number one, ending Drake's 5-week run at the top, with the second biggest sales week of the year so far, second only to Drake's Scorpion, which opened at 732,000 in sales. It's Travis Scott, Astroworld, sold 537,000 copies.
Oh.
This is what the album sounds like?
Yep. I don't know how you tell it from all the other albums. But 537,000 people could hear the difference.
That song is
good. Can I hear another one off of this?
Yeah, can we hear a different one off of this?
That stinks. I'm just asking for too much.
I wonder if his...
What did you say, Sarah?
He's editing.
Yes. May I hear another Travis Scott song off Astroworld? Like,
yeah.
That song sucked.
Sure.
I wonder if his girlfriend has anything to do with his popularity.
Who's his girlfriend?
Here's a song called Watch.
This is the Kylie Kardashian current boyfriend. Is he the dad of her kid?
Now I'm looking at whom I go, did I get that mixed up?
Is Travis Scott the father of her baby?
I
get
Tyga.
Everybody mixed up. No,
no, she broke up
with Yeah,
it's
Kylie
Tyga.
Jenner is Travis Scott's
Okay, so
girlfriend.
I'm wondering, he is popular, but now he's hugely popular.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if she has anything
good for his,
to do with that.
Sure, I'm sure she posted about it, and she's good for his stock.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. There's the top 10. You still editing that, what we were even looking
for.
The Tracy Chapman
thing?
This is the Tracy Chapman. This is the original song that Nicki Minaj sampled, right?
You want the original?
Also, I want to hear the song and the original.
What was the title of the original? Do you remember?
Yep, hold on. Baby, Can I Hold You?
All right.
Yeah, Tracy Chapman's probably pretty safe. I mean, I can't guarantee it.
Sure,
but...
I know.
So Tracy Chapman, Baby, Can I Hold You? This is the song that Nicki Minaj sampled. This song and be motivated by it, like, this is how mellow the Nicki Minaj record is.
No. So I've been editing that song.
It
sounds nothing like this.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's called Sorry, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I can't, maybe the bass line's the same, but I can't hear right now. Let's listen to the chorus real quick.
Okay. Maybe it's that dig-a-dee-dee.
If I was Tracy, I would have sold it in a second. But I guess, you know, maybe she's got the money and was like, I don't need anyone ruining my art.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's that dee 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 dee.
Maybe that bass line?
Yeah, maybe the bass line.
Maybe.
Ba-da-da-da.
All right, anyway.
Wouldn't you have sold it? Like, it's hardly recognizable. You might as well make the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what happens with the samples. Maybe they just need permission and then, wouldn't they get a little percentage of the royalties?
Cut. Absolutely, you get a cut.
She might need the money, Vinny. She's only worth $8
million. Oh, Tracy Chapman?
Four.
Wow, that's pretty good.
$8 million.
She hasn't worked in 20 years. Honestly, what has she done?
I'm sure she tours. She must sing.
Does she?
I don't know.
Does the fair circuit? I don't know.
Who knows?
I haven't heard her. Well, okay. Sure. Of course.
Toto have released a studio version of Hash Pipe. We did hear, we heard a live version of this.
These guys are in flipping heaven. They've
They've never been so relevant.
Right.
This is from, oh my God. Hashpipe is from 01. God, it feels like... I'm like, oh, that seems pretty recent. So they're playing a little game of musical tag here. You probably have heard Weezer's version of Toto's Africa, and now Toto have released a studio version of Weezer's Hashpipe. I wonder if this will be a hit the way Africa is. Africa's everywhere right now.
Yeah, it is.
The unfair comparison here, though, is... Africa was the biggest song of the year, like top 40 type hit.
What year do you know? 80s?
No, I want to say, if I had to guess, I'd say 85. that Toto took over the music world with that one album, and it was had Roseanne. It had a couple things on it. But anyway, Hashpipe was a hit, like an alternative circles, but it was never like
no, that was not a broad America wide. Everyone's like, oh my god, Hashpipe.
Yeah, so Toto's not gonna get the same response to their song that that Weezer got.
82.
Oh, 82.
What's funny is when you type in Africa release date, it says 2018.
Oh, it's like, my God. Oh, okay. Funny.
I had to go through a bunch of articles before I got to that, yeah.
You want to hear something neat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 years ago this week, Led Zeppelin held its first rehearsal in a room full of people.
Wow.
It was right after Jimmy Page had been playing with the Yardbirds, and he was a session artist. That's the guitar player. Yeah. And I guess the band had quit, disbanded because they were no longer relevant or whatever. And they put together this group of musicians, and they performed for the first time without having any songs in common. They just the first song they tried to do was a Yardbird song.
Oh, funny.
John Paul Jones said, what did he say here? We'd never performed together as a group. But the first song they played, where is it? Train Kept a Rollin', a Yardbirds live staple, which is an old blues song, I guess. We knew we had something special immediately. The room exploded.
Sometimes something just clicks.
How's that? What must that be like?
50 freaking years.
When you play the first song right there on the stage in front of people and you go, oh, we got something.
Oh, this is going to work.
This is it.
This could be good. And then it turns out it is. They say that when they were doing Stairway to Heaven, which would have, I don't know, maybe around 1970 or something, maybe earlier, that they just knew. They were like, and I mean, I don't know if they could have known it would still be around now, and it's like so iconic, but they were just like, oh my God, like this is going to be a smash.
At the end, Jimmy Page said, at the end, we knew that it was really happening. Really electrifying.
So funny.
What year was that then?
68, he said.
That's 50 years.
I have a recording from 1969. It's a live pop festival. Here, let's take
So by then they may have had an album. Go ahead.
The Led Zeppelin.
The Led.
God, that voice. It's so recognizable. And a hoe.
So that's Train Kept a Rollin'.
Yeah.
They say here they did 145 shows in 69. And by the end of that year, they'd already released Led Zeppelin 2. So the first album was right after basically that first rehearsal. The second album was in 69. They only did 6 albums, right?
I don't know. Into the Outdoor, Coda, the fourth one, the third one, the
no,
second one,
there was
one,
more
the
than
first.
6, yeah, because Physical Graffiti was a double.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, but that would be 6. What else did they do? Well, they did I don't know if like some of the later kind of collections count. All right. Anyways, now I'm out of time. There's a new Alice in Chains song that we'll hear at some point.
Oh, did I just make us miss that?
No, we listened to Zeppelin and said, I'm totally fine with that. What's coming up in the news? Go, Vinny.
God. We're going to play the new Alice in Chains in the news.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Quickly here, Alice in Chains, they have an upcoming 6th album, Rainier Fog. This is the 3rd single from it, and it's called Never Fade.
Wow.
Sounds good. So there you go, Vinny. We didn't miss it after all.
I never gave them a chance with their new singer, but they still sound like them, don't they?
They sure do. Yep.
I loved the band, the original.
Yeah.
Dirt, Jar of Flies.
Absolutely great band.
And the self-titled album. I love those
Lane
albums.
When Lane died, I felt like it was over for them. But this is their 6th record, so there you go. That's the 3rd single from it. There you go. Brand new Alice in Chains.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. 2 jellyfish enthusiasts are better than 1. Bring a friend.
Oh.
Share the love. MontereyBayAquarium.org.
Darble.
Here's what's happening. This makes the news, so I thought I'd mention it real quick because I know some people might have something to hide. Oh. And because it's wrong, and yet I use this stuff and I just assume they're doing it. According to this story, you might think you've stopped Google from storing your location by turning off a setting called Location History.
Oh.
But apparently you'd be wrong.
Oh.
An investigation reveals that Google keeps a record of your movements even when that history setting is paused.
Oh.
So simple activities such as seeking directions or making unrelated searches still lead Google to store your phone's location, leaving a trail of digital breadcrumbs that can be used to observe your travels and target and to target for advertising.
Wow.
Are you bummed?
I don't know.
No one's surprised.
I don't know if I'm bummed. Yeah, I'm not super surprised.
No one's surprised.
I definitely, so I guess if you're using maps, they know exactly where you've been. Probably even if you're not, they know where you are. I mean, my thing would be, if they were to turn stuff over to law enforcement, like if you were suspected of participating in a crime or something, you know, famously Apple has said, no, we won't do that.
I bet you even with the flip phone, they're tracking your movements.
Yeah, I know. I feel like there's so many of us with these smartphones. Like, why would you get singled out unless something was going on with you? So as long as I don't have
it. Like what Vinny said, unless you have something to hide.
Right.
Well, look, if you've set the setting off, and
your expectation is
right. Now you feel like, oh, and you're still following me. So maybe you're burned by that. But then, you know, you don't have to have a stupid phone. You don't have to have one. It's not necessary to be alive. Huck the thing.
No.
And get on with
it. I'll die without it.
You won't, though. You'd be surprised.
How am I going to?
You'd be okay.
Get my email.
From your computer, from your laptop when you get home.
I need text messages. I need to listen to music. I need to
hear your book.
Yeah, right. Whatever I'm doing.
What about check Instagram?
Yep. How am I going to do that? I need that thing or I'll die.
Look at the Alice 973
well,
Instagram.
So then the price you pay is they need to know where you're at.
I don't know why they need to know.
Because there's monetizing it the whole time.
Because Big Brother's watching.
Yes, well, we're getting there.
No, we are there. We are there.
If you think you're going to leave, then you better say so. I need to know.
You didn't mention this earlier, so I will because it's our last news break. A home once owned by billionaire Howard Hughes has sold in Palm Springs for $1.35 million. They say it's a three-bedroom located along a secluded desert road in Palm Springs.
That seems inexpensive.
And it retains.
That's what I was saying to our intern, Daniel. That's it.
It retains the style of the 50s.
I love that kind of house. Like, that's
sort of retro.
Yeah, Palm Springs seems like too hot for me, but because it's the desert. But man, I look at those houses. I'm like, that low slung Sinatra style, single story glass walls. Oh my God, that's my kind of house right there.
It's
too hot to be alive.
Too hot.
The inside is great, but the outside isn't.
Oh, what does
phenomenal.
It look like on the outside? Just an old 70s
like
looking house.
Flat roof.
50s house.
I like that. The flat roof. It's nice.
It is?
Yeah, flat roofs are good.
It's great.
Oakland Unified is back to school early.
Oh, boy.
They say school is on.
Yeah.
Today.
Oh, man. It's too early.
It's not too early.
We never went back till after Labor Day when I was a kid. That's how it should be. Then you get a full summer. Go later in June.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm saying after Labor Day is when kids should go back to school. I don't like this August start stuff.
Should your kid go back to school soon, Ben?
Oh. She's not starting kindergarten this year.
No, she's not going to start kindergarten. Why not? Well, because she's too young. Mm. So, you know.
She probably could.
You going to push her?
No, I'm not
December.
In a rush. I actually
think
she
not?
Should go late.
Outliers. Go a little later.
Yeah. I mean, then she's just going to get out and what? Go back for more school and college. There's no point in rushing that.
Right. Let her be a little kid.
She four?
They just called me a minute ago. I go, hey, what are you doing? She goes, I just woke up. I'm all, good for you. You know what?
That's great.
That is awesome. Sleep. Have bedhead. Have some cereal or whatever you want to eat. Good
She'll
for
be five
you.
In November, right?
Yeah.
I cannot believe it's been 5 years. It's incredible. Time just flies, man.
I know. Yes, you're right. Well, look at you. You've got college kids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say how old I am.
No.
I'm like, oh my God.
You have college kids.
I know. It's crazy.
Your kid's going back for a second year, right? Yep. And then what? The other one's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
A senior.
I know.
And then, Wright's going to tour the world with music, right?
Well, let's hope so. Get him out of the house. You know, kid needs to breathe the fresh air.
So this story starts off with a, using James Gunn as an example. The director James Gunn recently lost his job as the director of Guardians of Galaxy because of offensive tweets that he'd posted years ago that resurfaced and were used against him to get him thrown out. He's not alone, though, and a lot of regular people can lose their jobs or worse. Well, I guess what's worse than... Well, there's a lot worse. But anyway, over a third of companies have either fired or disciplined an employee over something they posted on social media. It's way more common than you think.
It'll get you in real trouble.
And it has a lot to do with whether you get hired or not.
Because people will look back through your
70% of human resource managers say checking social media is a totally normal part of the hiring process.
Yeah, why not?
And
see if there's any skeletons. Jesus.
Are rejected because of something they found, which include inappropriate photos or videos, drinking and drug use, bigoted comments about race, gender, or religion, or anything that shows you lied about your qualifications.
Mm.
So,
watch out.
Be careful.
Yeah. That's when you say, throw your phone away. I couldn't really throw my phone away, but I could throw away all that social media stuff. Like, it just seems like nothing but trouble. Every single day there's a story about someone stepping in it on Twitter.
Yeah, well, Twitter.
Seems like the bad one.
Right.
But even Instagram, people go crazy. And Facebook, people go on these long rants.
The president's mad this morning.
He is mad. He's tweeting away.
Icelandians. What's up with them?
There's only 400,000 of them.
A brewery in Iceland is making beer using whale testicles.
Oh, for God's sake.
Stop it, people. Smoked in sheep dung.
Smoked in sheep dung?
Dung.
Well, they're using what they have on hand.
What's it called?
Stegji Brewery.
Spell it.
S-T-E-D-J-I. Stegji?
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
Brewery in Iceland has a beer called Havalur. It's made with giant whale testicle.
Is this the first thing that they found to use whale testicles for? Like,
before they brew the whale testicles, they smoke them in sheep dung.
So they burn the dung to smoke the testicles? This sounds great, doesn't it, you guys? Let's all run out and buy some Stegji Havanor.
What did you eat there? Was it whale blubber?
No, just whale meat.
I think I would
throw up just drinking this.
Well, just knowing that it's made from whale balls. It's a problem.
I don't like it.
I don't want anything made from balls. Is that wrong? Is that like, I don't know. Is that like small-minded of me?
Who would think of this like recipe?
I don't know. All they have on hand is whale balls and sheep dung. I mean,
I started the story with Icelandians. I mean, so what's up with them? You were there.
Yeah.
What's their problem?
Nice people.
Are they though?
Couldn't be nicer. Except to whales. They are not kind to whales. They take their balls and make beer out of them.
It looks like they've got a kind of a light brew, a dark brew, and a medium brew.
They eat horse there?
They do. I wouldn't eat it, but the kids tried it.
Oh, they did?
What'd they say?
Are you so mad at them?
No. I just,
you were disappointed.
I eat cows, I just love horses, so I refuse to eat horses. But I did eat a bite of whale. It tasted just like steak. It's a mammal.
It did?
It's just like steak. It was like, I hate to say it, it was pretty good.
Get out of here.
Did you use ketchup or no ketchup?
No ketchup.
What about A1 steak sauce?
What'd you put on it?
I don't know. Everything's heavily sauced there. It was like, you'd get the most delicious, freshest piece of fish, and then they'd just smother it in some awful sauce with canned asparagus.
Why canned asparagus? Oh, because they don't have vegetables there?
No, they have vegetables, but... you ask for asparagus, it's going to come canned. I guess maybe they don't have room for it in the greenhouse or something. Huge greenhouses.
That's it. They have to make everything. That's too bad.
I know.
I wonder why they use whale balls.
They must impart some delicious flavor to the
beer.
Well,
they have to be... No. It's you because you wouldn't...
I know.
You're going after that particular audience that's like, I do gross stuff.
Yeah. I love things made from balls.
Yeah. That's their audience there.
Oh.
They found their demographic.
I agree. Sometimes people just, they feel like, look, let's go off the deep end.
Right.
And there will be people who follow us.
So I'm reading the page of this beer, and it says, you know, this year we've got two whale beers, one with whale testicles that's been cured with kombucha.
Oh,
does that turn you on? You like the kombucha?
Like that.
I do like that. It says the beer is good for your digestion.
The whale ball beer.
With kombucha, yeah.
Well,
what a no combo. Thanks.
Kombucha ball beer.
If you've tried it, you can text us. Our number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear a review of the whale ball beer.
If you went to Iceland, would you? You couldn't.
I wouldn't.
Would anybody else try that beer if they went? I guess I might
Bryn
try it.
Would. Yeah, Bryn tries any. Bryn wants it right now.
I wouldn't buy it in the store, but I might try it if I was in Iceland.
I'll try a sip.
That's where their famous thing there is the fermented shark meat.
Boodle.
Which you really think it's so bad. It smells bad. It tastes bad. Everything about it is bad. It's almost like they say that's their thing so that tourists will try it. Like, oh, watch these people eat this garbage. Like, no one likes that.
Oh, so I'm reading more about the sheep dung.
Oh, great. Tell us more. Tell us all about it.
And it says, because of lack of trees in Iceland, we use dry sheep dung to smoke the balls.
Balls.
That's why they use the dung.
That's their excuse.
They don't have enough trees.
That's what they burn, huh?
Yeah, but you would think it's like simple math. If you've if you've got to use the dung, you don't use the balls. Like you can't have both
balls
of those
and dung. Right?
Why not?
Because it's too much.
It's too far out there.
Do you want the smoky taste in your beer? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, I go to Iceland. I'm going to be like, I'll take an import. You have Coors.
Yeah.
Coors, anybody?
An import.
Yeah, give me an import. I don't want anything you guys have made here.
It's so funny. I'm reading this, and they use the word testicle one time, but every other time they use the word balls.
Well, of course. Really? They go balls.
Of course they do.
They go on to say, the balls give the beer a unique, special flavor.
Oh, I'll bet they do.
It's one of a kind.
Yeah.
I bet they have to hand truck the balls in, too. I mean, how big are whale balls?
I know. How big are whale balls? Can we find out?
Yeah, I have a picture here.
They only eat
here.
Certain whales. You know, they're not eating. I think they eat like whatever whale is plentiful. Minke whale or something.
Ugh, I don't like it. Our text number again. 7.
That's a size. Oh! Let me see the balls. Let me see. Let me see the balls. Let me see.
That doesn't look like a
How
ball
big are
at
they?
All.
That looks more like the wiener.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, wow. That does.
Wiener?
Or is that ball sausage?
Cylindrical to be a.
Well, they could not. They could. I mean, they don't have balls that hang outside their body.
You don't know what they have.
Well, they're not outside there. That could be the ball. That's a very. It's a long. It looks like a damaged bowling pin.
Is this the ball or the ball?
I don't know what that is.
Is it both of them?
Don't get it so close to me. It's bumming me out.
I might get some ball on him.
Is that it?
I need to read a text.
Yes, right. Please.
Salami.
You don't like
get
this
away
easy?
From this. Not
yeah,
really.
It's fun.
Hey, use that. Look
at
a
good
this.
Time.
Have you guys been watching HBO's Sharp Objects? They play a bleep ton of Led Zeppelin as Amy Adams' character is obsessed with them.
Oh, no. I've heard of that show. I've seen the promos for it.
I keep hearing about it, too.
Yeah. Should we watch it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
Has Zeppelin.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I got to finish this season of Big Brother, though.
I know. There's so much TV to watch right now.
Who's going
to
win?
Ooh, excuse me.
Oh, my God.
I hope Tyler. That's who I want.
He's a pretty likable kid, isn't he?
He's the only one I really like.
Well, Sam's just...
I like Haley.
Sam is so far off. Last night, she was so far off. I love that after she walks out, who's the little kid?
Oh, JC.
JC goes, that was terrifying.
Yeah. What the F was she talking about with all these, like,
she's just curb being crazy. She's being crazy. She's talking crazy talk.
Yeah, that chick's out of her mind. She just does not get this game at all. She's just not
at
cut
all?
Out for it at all.
What if this was going to say?
Saw that
415 says, Tracy doesn't want her songs associated with Nikki's music. Also, I've bumped into Tracy a couple times in the Castro, and she's very quiet and unassuming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure she's just living a quiet life.
Yeah, she's made her money. You know,
she's got 8 million bucks.
She had a successful career in music. Mm-hmm. Who can say that?
Not many people.
Right.
Right.
So good for her.
It just seems strange that she hasn't put out any. I mean, she had some legitimate hits, and I'm sure she still plays.
Yeah,
although I don't hear about
she's
shows.
Done with the business.
Yeah, I mean, Chasing the Dragon, you know, that's like trying to get a hit.
Yeah.
Maybe it she just becomes, likes the weekend jam at her house. She has some friends over. They jam.
I got the money.
That's it's the only industry. Fun stuff. That's
I don't
only
need fun to travel. Stuff.
Right.
I yep. got my favorite restaurants. I sleep in my own bed. I'm good. Mm.
Yep.
Apparently, the song that Nicki Minaj did where they sample her,
yeah.
Nicki Minaj sings the actual lyrics of the song.
Oh,
there
she
at
does?
The end. Yes. So
oh,
we didn't all listen
right.
all the
at
way
the
through.
End?
48 says, it's not the bass line. Nicki is singing Tracy's exact words.
Oh.
And 646 says, that Post Malone song Better Now is my call for the song of the summer.
Oh.
I don't know. I think Despacito gets it 2 years in a row.
No, what?
I don't think so.
Are you Despa- talking about?
Despacito.
I'll ask Michael. He'll know. Do you know? Do you, what is your guess?
I don't have a guess.
Better
I
Now is pretty strong.
Really, I was thinking Have It All by Jason Mraz.
No.
That's a gentle little happy
are
summer song.
Are you kidding?
Song. Yeah, it's a nice song. What?
The song of the summer, though? You think the kids
put
that to on
it all
to
summer.
Drink and dance to?
Oh, does it have to be about the kids? It can't well, be what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
You know what it is? We all know what it is.
What?
Kiki, do you love me? Ugh. Do you love me?
Hey, I have the actual lyrics of Nicki Minaj singing that song by Tracy Chapman. All right. Here it is. Those are the lyrics.
And Tracy said,
I mean,
no, Nicki Minaj
like
is a stupid hoe.
She could still take that part out and just release the rest of the song, right? Because it didn't sound anything like
yeah,
Tracy's song.
Doesn't at all.
At all?
At all?
I don't know how good she is with the play and record button on that recorder thing, though. You never know. She might be stuck with it.
Yep. It's true. Probably can't find anyone to help her with it. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to the text.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.